Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. We are just at the end of March, so we are hoping that April, spring will be here.
It'll be nice.
Right? It'll be nicer weather and warmer, and hopefully everyone is still trying to get out. The days are longer, which is so wonderful. And so on today's show, my guest is Erica Thaxton. Good morning, Erica.
Hi, again.
Yes, again.
Always like seeing you here.
I always love having you on the show as well. For those of you that may be joining us for the first time or are new to listening to HealthWorks, Erica is from VIP, or Victims Intervention Programs, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell us a little bit about who is VIP and what they do?
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit that is located in Wayne and Pike counties, and we work with people who are affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, but it's so much more broad than that. You know, we work with people that are affected by a lot of general life traumas. You know, men, women, children, we help with a lot of counseling services. We have emergency shelter. We have legal advocacy. Mm-hmm. And we just try to really help empower them to live their lives back on their terms and to get past things as best as they can. So all of our services are free. They're always confidential. And we just hope that people continue to spread the word and reach out to us when you need us.
Right, right. So, you know, I think, you know, having you and your other coworkers on the show, because you're the medical advocate, mm-hmm. right, for VIP.
Yep.
And so you do a lot of programs and information and education in our community. But April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, correct?
Yep. It's a very busy month for us. So. Right.
So can you talk a little bit about that? Because it is, you know, another important topic that, you know, we talk about teen violence, teen dating, and healthy mm-hmm. relationships, you know, all of those things. And this is just another awareness that we want to get out in the community.
Yeah, so sexual assault is obviously a subset of sexual violence in general, but it's the one that most people think of, you know. It's rampant. It does not care who you are or how much money you have. I mean, anybody can be or can fall a victim to this. Right. And it happens so much more than people realize. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just women. It's people all across the board, both being victimized and also victimizing others. Mm-hmm. So Sexual Assault Awareness Month, or SAM, was started 25 years ago, actually. So that's the theme this year, is 25 years stronger, looking back and moving forward. And it's a day where we especially, but we also try to get people in the community, you know, just to help, again, spread awareness and really rally behind survivors and letting them know that, listen, this is something that we know happens, and it's something that we want to help you through, and you're not alone.
Right, exactly. So, again, VIP is here to help, and you're going to be having some awareness days or activities, right, or events?
Yep. So, the first Tuesday, which is April 7th, mm-hmm. That is known as Teal Tuesday, or it's like the national call to action. So, we always invite everybody and anybody to wear anything teal. Please take a picture and either post it to your own social media and they can tag us, or you can go on our website and contact us and email it into us and we'll share a bunch of them. Then on April 29th, this is a big double whammy here. So April 29th is Denim Day. So we've talked about Denim Day before, but it's one of the longest running sexual violence prevention and education campaigns in history. It actually started back in 1992 when the Italian Supreme Court overturned a rape conviction because the Supreme Court justices felt that since the victim was wearing tight jeans and she had to help remove those jeans, that insinuated consent. And so her perpetrator was released from jail and his conviction was vacated. So the next day, everybody in the Italian parliament all of the women on Italian in Italian Parliament came to work wearing denim to celebrate, and like not celebrate, but to stand with her in solidarity. Right. And it's now become a national and really a worldwide campaign.
Right.
So again, we invite everybody on the 29th of April to wear denim anything, to join millions of people across the world, you know, to serve a purpose, support survivors, and educate themselves and others about all forms of sexual violence. Please take a picture, post it, tag us, send it to us. Later on that day is our Take Back the Night, which is an annual event that we do. This is also a nationwide event, just bringing more awareness. This year, we're trying something different, though.
Okay.
Right? So it's always hard to try to find a location that works great for both counties because we only do the one event. And we have a lot, like, our counties are huge.
They are.
So it's hard if you have it too far one way or the other. So this year, we're doing it in Holly, and we're doing it outside at Bingham Park.
Oh, great.
So we're super excited about it because usually by that time of year, it's decent outside.
Yes, yes.
So at this point, I don't think many of us want to be inside much longer. So, but that'll also be on the 29th in the evening. It's starting at 5 p.m. It's a free event, and, you know, we really do invite families to come.
Right.
The nice part about having it at Bingham Park is the playground is right there as well if you have younger kids. But there's a whole bunch of different awareness displays and activities that we have going on, from different craft type things to... we usually have a speaker or two as well, and it's just, it's one of our biggest events of the year.
Right.
And it's something that a lot of people come to over and over again. It's a nice way to get out and just get active in the community.
Right. Right. And again, also to learn about the resources available, you know, to just hear other people's stories or just, again, to support survivors and people, you know, that may have experienced sexual assault.
Yep.
Abuse, right?
Yeah.
So it is a great, wonderful event that you do for our community every year. Another important thing that you do is the Medical Advocacy Conference, right? And that's held in April as well.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you, April's a biggie here.
I know. It's a great month, I'll say. It's my birthday month, too.
Okay, so that's why it's so busy.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly. But can you tell our listeners about, we say MAC for short,
yep.
What that is all about?
Yeah, so we actually, myself and the Medical Advocacy Coordinator out in Lackawanna and Susquehanna counties through WRC, we started this event 4 years ago. So this will be our fourth annual conference. It's going to be held Thursday, April 9th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's being held at Keystone College this year in the Hibbard Community Center there. But our theme is From Awareness to Action, Strengthening Healthcare Responses to Domestic Violence, Sexual Assault, and Human Trafficking. It's a one-day and the whole idea of it is to bring together healthcare providers, advocates, policymakers, and allied professionals for a full day of education and collaboration. We have keynote speakers and interactive workshops and different case-based discussions that are really focused on strengthening our healthcare responses and equipping professionals with actionable tools to support survivors. You know, taking it one step further this year from just awareness of to really, okay, we're aware. So now give us actionable things that we can do from here on out to help. We invite all different professionals to come. We also are able to provide CEUs for a wide variety, which is another incentive. And additional information and like the registration link and all of that can be found on our or WRC social media pages.
Right.
So,
and again, yes, I know, you know, definitely you encourage people from the hospital, employees from the hospital to come, from health centers and stuff, but there are a lot of private practices out there.
Absolutely.
Social work. counseling areas,
yeah.
even schools and, places like that, that can benefit from a program like this, correct?
Yeah. Yes. And every year we have, every year we always have like one group that kind of takes over, right? So, but every year we always have a mix of course, healthcare, but we always get school and faculty members, especially of like the guidance department
mm-hmm.
and the counselors. We always get social workers, students, right? So because we offer CEUs, registration is $25 for a ticket. However, students of any level are completely free,
wow.
as well as EMS providers. So mm-hmm. anybody in that emergency services field, and I can tell you without a doubt, we are already approved for the CEUs for EMS.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah. Yes. So, and because they don't usually have to pay for their CEUs, we don't want them to pay for them through us either.
Right. But which is wonderful.
Come one, come all, and even as far as survivors and just people that have been touched by these topics and these areas, if you've been affected and you want to learn more,
mm-hmm.
you are more than welcome to join. The more, the merrier.
Right, exactly. That's really, a great, great conference that you have coming up. Again, there's ways to support VIP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you a little talk about that? Because you have some fundraisers coming up, right?
Yep. So before I start there, let me just say that any business or organization can always choose to work with us or to partner with us,
okay.
Whether it's through the month of April or anytime through the year. We can do fundraisers, it can be an awareness thing or something totally new. Please reach out to us. They can ask for Chelsea, they can ask for myself, or they can just call and say, hey, let me talk to somebody about this.
And what phone number would they call?
So that, you could just do the 570-253-4401, and we'll get them where they need to be.
Right, exactly.
So, but otherwise, in April, because we don't have enough going on. So, throughout April, the Black and Brass Coffee Roasters here in town they started last year, they make a special blend of coffee throughout April, and they call it appropriately the Healing Grounds. But if you purchase a bag throughout the month, a portion of that sale always comes back to VIP. It was actually a really popular blend last year, so okay. we're hoping it does well again. And then we also have our annual flower sale. So if you have lived here for a while, most people know about the flower sale. You can't kill the ivy geranium hanging baskets, Carol. I've tried. You can't kill them.
Don't laugh because I had an employee that just, I saw them the other day and they're like, can you believe I still have my VIP plan last year?
I'm telling you.
And she goes, I hope they're selling stuff again. I'm like, yes, it'll be coming around very shortly. And here we are.
So we just got the flyers in and just started distributing them. We have the potted dahlias and geraniums again. And the hanging baskets are the million bells, which those I've killed, unfortunately. But the ivy geraniums, if you're like me, just go for them. But you can order online. You can contact us at the same phone number that I provided to either get an actual paper order form
mm-hmm.
or you can even give us your order over the phone.
Right.
So orders and payments are all due by April 22nd. And the flowers, we should receive them on May 7th, which is the Thursday before Mother's Day.
Great.
So that works out.
Mm-hmm.
Once we have the flowers, so on that day, people with small orders or even people with larger orders, they'll be able to contact the office to arrange for pickup. However, if you have an order of over 10 or more plants, or if it's a group order like that, and you are within a 5-mile radius of Honesdale, Holly, or Milford, we also do free delivery that day. Cool. So we'll drop them all off right to you for no additional fee.
I know. We help our employees here, and mm-hmm. we do a group one ourselves every year, which is wonderful. Just another way to support VIP and all the amazing things that VIP does for our community, because you work with schools, you work with communities, you're out there at events as well. And, there's so many free events. We have one coming up in May for the Self-Care Day, and we know VIP will be there.
Yep.
And it's an event that's open to the community where you can find information about, you know, VIP and so many other resources that we have in our community.
Yeah. And I mean, if someone's out there looking to volunteer or looking to give back, we have a growing volunteer program. We're always looking for people. Mm-hmm. They can contact our office for information on that. But I really want to let everyone know to definitely follow us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, because that's where you get all of the most up-to-date information on current events or all things that are happening. We're getting into TikTok a little bit, okay. You know, trying. Nobody really wants to see us dance, but maybe we'll get there one day.
I will agree. Me either. I don't know if I'll ever do a TikTok video unless my kids film me when I'm not looking.
Yeah.
Right?
You know? And then everyone just laughs at us in the background. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're on Facebook. What's the name on the Facebook?
It's at VIP Empowers. Okay. So, which is perfect because that's for Facebook, that's for Instagram. And you want to take a guess at what our website is? It's vipempowers.org. Yes. So it's always nice when it's all inclusive.
Exactly. And what's the phone number again for VIP?
It is 570-253-4401.
And again, that's a phone number people can call 24/7 if there is an emergency or...
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the phone call you're getting back, it's not a national number. You're talking to someone who lives and works in one of our two offices 5 days a week.
Right. Wonderful. Well, Erica, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me, and I can't wait to do it again.
Yes, we will. You know that. So, and again, this is Carol Knieyer, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.